Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Of course, we remember the life and the legacy and the impact that Pete Medhurst made on all of us, not just radio, with a man who was very instrumental in Pete's path and career, and just a man who is a pillar of this community that we have and the radio business and the Wizards and DC United and so much more. Dave Johnson joins us on the BetQL guest hotline from Los Angeles. And Dave, I'm very sorry for your loss. I appreciate you making time for us to remember Pete. And, I'm not sure what else to say, except, again, I'm sorry for your loss. And I know you were very, very important to Pete. So I appreciate you doing this.
Well, and listen, and I hope people continue to follow the social media channels as we try to help Pete's family through a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. And there's a GoFundMe page. And if anyone can contribute, because he has a daughter that I loved watching on social media as he celebrated her softball, specifically championships. But also, and again, this to me is my belief. And whether you believe or not, it's the way life works. People are put in your lives at certain times. And I believe God puts us in situations at certain times and puts people in lives in moments. And it can be as simple as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I've walked out of Capital One Arena a million times, and all of a sudden I'm there with your son, and he takes me on a magical journey. And I get to, but my point is, that was special for me.
Yeah.
And that for a moment, why did God, suddenly it's not just another night, another loss. I saw joy in somebody's face. Mm-hmm. And I got lost trying to find my car later on. But
and I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
No.
Dave, I said that on the radio the next day or whenever I came back. And, you were so kind and so good to him. And I appreciate you very much. And it just, for those that don't know, everything that you are about, you're one of the kindest human beings that I've ever been around, and I don't want to make this about me or my son, but I appreciate that moment. Kelly Medhurst was the love of Pete's life. He absolutely adored her and was involved in every way, almost to the detriment sometimes of his own sanity, because, he'd be rushing around and racing around to get out the door because he wanted to make sure Kelly had lunch, because he wanted to make sure Kelly got to the bus stop or got to school or had everything that she needed.
Yeah, and I didn't tell that story to make it about me. My point is that, as all of us, let's all take time to tell people mm-hmm. we love them, make that phone call, and that's,
yeah.
The last time I texted Pete, I had no idea that he was not feeling well. Billy Wagner, my great friend of the Capital Gazette, had texted me the day after I texted Pete. And I was texting Pete about another colleague of ours, Pat O'Malley, who tragically passed away at the age of 82. But I'm getting off topic here. The point is, in 1988, Pete God put Pete in my life. I was at WNEV in Annapolis, and I'm trying to, you know, make a way in sports. I'm the sports director there. And this is a situation where anybody thinks in their careers, and certainly our careers, and Chris, you know this, you're thinking, well, can I actually, you know, make something out of this, or am I going to go do something else? And so it was a formative time for me. And all of a sudden, this 17-year-old kid shows up at 236 Admiral Drive. With the station is still there, and the building is still there. And he walks in and you know, says, I really want to do this, and I want to help you. And I just had a good gut feeling about him. It's not that everybody that walks in and says, I want to help you, I say, oh, come on. And then I'd have 40 people or whatever. But there was something about him. And so together in Annapolis, as I was, you know, forming a career that led me to WTOP, I was able to guide him along. Just like, you know, I had a mentor that helped me. And this is what we all can do to everyone. And, and that's what I'm getting at is I do believe God puts people in our lives that, okay, you know, you've been blessed with certain talents and skills. You know, make sure you find that person, or I'm going to put that person in your life that you pass it on. And then and all the tributes I've seen of Pete, yes, he was a wonderful broadcaster, could do everything. But moreover, everyone was talking about, I remember when I first came to the Navy and I was scared, and he welcomed me. So it's about the kindness, and that's what people are going to remember. And that's what people are remembering today. Yes, he worked, you know, harder than anyone. And yes, he accomplished so much, but he had his family first, and he cared about people. And that's all we all have to do.
You're so right.
We're all going through challenges.
And
believe me.
And he cared so much about you, Dave. I hope you know that. He talked with incredible reverence for not only you, the person, and what you did for him, and what you meant for him, but you know, he loved you. I mean, we all, you know, we all respect you, love you. You know, I know you're going through some things, as people are probably aware, but he loved you. And he would talk about you all the time. So you made that impact, and you're so right about. And it's not just the radio business; it's not just the media business. It's life, right? If we can do something to help somebody in whatever way, you never know. Even if it's small, you never know the impact that you might make positively on somebody's life. And you made it on Pete, and Pete made it on plenty of others, plenty of other broadcasters, and just people in general.
No, and that's it. And that's the, and I'm not trying to get sermony here, but this is also, I am, I guess, trying to get sermony here, but this is what gives us pause you know, we don't have there is a terrible randomness to life. And, you know, Pete was very special to me, but having said that, you know, he got busy with his career, I got busy with my career. And the next thing you know, he's gone. And that's the way I feel. Like 1988 to me was yesterday, and we were chasing, you know, high school football coverage, or where we were creating, you know, very proud of this, the Navy shows that we created, the pregame shows, a half hour from the parking lot, you know, are still done today. And this, I used to call it, and Pete was part of it, you know, the F troop, because as I'm sitting here in L.A. talking to you on a cell phone, we didn't have cell phones back then.
Right.
So two-way radios and sort of to throw from the press box down to the parking lot, hey, Pete Medhurst, who do you have? Admiral who? You know, it was a big, we thought we were putting a man on the moon. So it was our little F troop, and we had more fun than. And it's still the best time of my life as I look back. But wait a minute, how did it get to be 2025? And wait a minute, I had a text with him, but I didn't have a conversation with him. We'll get together for lunch. Oh yeah, we got to get together. We didn't. So please, let's take time to the next time you say, we got to get together with that person.
That's well said. Dave, you have been doing play-by-play for so many years. You have a unique flair, a style. You know, it's there. You know, and everybody knows your call and your voice and the crescendo of how you do Wizards basketball, DC United soccer, so on and so forth. What was, from your perspective, what was unique about Pete as a play-by-play broadcaster?
Well, I just think that, I hope he. I was going to say I hope he got some from me, but I don't mean it that way. It just means, as I still remember, is we're tramping around fields in Anne Arundel County and interviewing young student athletes. It's such a celebration of people that, quite frankly, Pete played high school athletics. I think he was a kicker on the Southern high school football team and was involved in athletics, but it gives us a chance to, quite frankly, tell stories and celebrate people that are able to excel at levels we wanted to excel at, mm-hmm. but couldn't. So I think part of his want and style and you was that it was never about him, and it was just about and it was whatever event, every event, and certainly. With his work at the Naval Academy, I'd see him saying, "Well, I'm at the squash tournament or whatever event." He was covering.
Yeah. He never turned down any. Yeah, he never turned down any opportunity.
Right, it's again what I believe sports to be. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, and I think a lot of people are dealing this with. We all have challenges and difficulties in our life, but man. For 2.5 hours or 3 hours, whatever the event is, and all you're worried about is, did they score the bucket or the goal or you're frustrated that they didn't but you know what, if that's your worry, that's a good day.
Yeah. No, you're right.
3 hours, it's simple, and then when you get out of those 3 hours, life gets more complicated, mm-hmm. for all of us. How am I going to pay the bills? I got this health challenge. And no matter, everyone has something, and this is the beauty and should be of sports. And I feel it every night when I do a Wizards game, and I know Pete would feel it every time he'd get behind the mic for Navy, Nationals, or whatever. It's like, all right. Close the drapes on the outside world.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 3 hours, we're in this cocoon of happiness.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. And Dave Johnson joining us from Los Angeles, voice of the Wizards, obviously DC United, longtime WTOP, and a great friend to Pete Medhurst, who paved the way to get Pete into the business. And we just have another moment or two. So I wanted to say, you do the radio party every night, right? Win or lose. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of losing. And last night wasn't very fun. And who knows what's going to happen tomorrow night. And that brand new shindig, the Intuit Dome, right here on the Team 980. We'll join it in progress. You can start it with 99.1 as the Wizards visit the Clippers. But, you do the radio party, which is basically your way of saying, hey, man, this is a radio party. This is fun. This is a family. Pete always would refer to the show that he and I did together as a family. That's also what I think is unique about both of you, if I could say, is how much you care about your listeners, how much you care about the interaction, how much you genuinely loved the people that you touch in an audio, largely audio medium. I mean, you know, Pete would do this. You set the trend. I mean, I see you all the time taking pictures with listeners to your broadcast, to the radio party all the time. And I think that is so comforting, if you will, in this time of terrible loss.
Well, and the reason I always tell people, see selfies that I take with people that come up, and what I think are great, what's great about selfies is it's an excuse to spend a few extra moments with somebody, maybe put an arm around somebody, you know, let's face it, when we going back to when we were kids, when I was a kid, we had, you know, Polaroid cameras, and we were excited to see what the picture looked like. But now, you know, you can get it. It just adds to the interaction with people. This is not brain surgery. This is kindness we're talking about. Doggone it, I'm serious about this kindness. You just take an extra moment. You say hello. You know, I still say hello to everyone I get on an elevator with, and you think I was saying it was a trick question. You know, I was saying good morning. I'm like, and people, but that's what Pete did. Yeah, you care about. Look, Pete wanted so badly to be in this communication business, and communication is a two-way experience.
Yeah,
that he showed up at a parking lot in Annapolis and banged on a door, and so then the fact that we are able to do what we're doing, you're doing it right now. That's why you appreciate each and every one that's taken their time to listen, because sadly the loss of Pete Medhurst just reminded us again, what's the most important currency? Money? No, they can make more. Time, they can't make more.
So well said. Dave, I wish it was under better circumstances. I really do. I'll just say again, I hope you know how important you were to Pete and how much reverence he had for you and how much he loved you and appreciated you. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing a few thoughts with us. I know you're in Los Angeles. You get to check out that Intuit Dome thing tomorrow night. Again, right here on the Team 980. We'll join it in progress. 99.1 to start. And have a great rest of the road trip. Be safe. Obviously, thank you again for all that you do for MS and to raise awareness. Thank you for being so kind to my son and so great to Pete. I appreciate you.
Well, listen, and that's it. Let's just be good to each other. And you tell your son the next time you bring him to a game, he's not leaving unless I walk him out. So I'm the man right now. None of this I'm going out of my way stuff, because now I know how to find my car. So I definitely want to do it the next time.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I'm going to try not to get you lost. Thank you so much, Dave. Again, appreciate you.
All the best. And please help the Medhurst family if anybody can.
Absolutely. Well said. The great Dave Johnson, again from Los Angeles, joining us here on the Team 980, remembering the life and the legacy of Pete Medhurst. And he was so instrumental, as he just detailed, in Pete's plight.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.